Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Plugged Into. My name is Kimmy Dixon, and I'm the founder of Hypertribe, of which this is a production of. So this week on Plugged Into, we want to talk a little bit about a case study. There's someone that, for me personally, has been quite inspiring over the last couple of years, and I just wanted to break down a couple of things that perhaps as musicians that are up and coming can learn a little bit from Lil Nas X. So three things that we really want to go through are his building on social media with memes and kind of mainstream appeal, choosing a niche and making the most of it, and also being able to deliver value and then ask for promotion. So utilizing that essential fan base that we're going to cover in this episode. So Lil Nas X, if you've been hiding under a rock somewhere, he was the guy who came out with Old Town Road and since then has come out with some absolute bangers, but also has the longest running number one song in history, having occupied top spot on Billboard for 19 weeks straight. There's no doubt that Lil Nas X has found a way not only to create good mainstream music, but he also has embraced and harnessed the power of the internet. He truly knows the best way to go viral and to create a good online presence. And in this episode, what we are going to do is break those things down and what skill sets perhaps you as a musician could potentially tap into as a lesson from him. Now, starting off with building on social media with memes and mainstream appeal. So over the years, Lil Nas X has built a good presence across several social media channels. But starting out on Twitter, he would post up memes and comical, short but sweet, tweetable content that would lean into reshares and discovery of himself. That core idea alone had to be something relatable and of value that was tapped into by the superstar. So he harnessed the best way he could, in his own words, I'd post a funny meme and get 2,000 retweets, and then I'd post a song and get 10. He understood that nobody really wanted to click on an unknown song, and even the release of his record-breaking Old Town Road, he knew for it to reach a wide audience and appeal, it had to be of mainstream appeal too. The comedic content is relatable and also can be viral. So pairing this with a SoundCloud link meant a creative match. So he managed to come together and think of these creative outlets and creative ways in which he could promote a specific song. Perhaps it's not a comedic take that you want to take as an artist, but it's something that you definitely need to take a look at and see, is this something that's genuinely relatable? When Lil Nas X did release a song, he didn't just tweet out the link, he made a meal of his tweet. So he paired it with a little bit of comedic content, as well as it started a good Twitter conversation around that as well. Now, the second thing that he does really well is actually choosing a niche and making the most of it. So when Old Town Road actually came out, there was a lot of conversation around, is this really country music? And you would be right in saying so, because Billboard actually agreed with this and actually took it down, but only after he had charted on the country charts. So he knew a niche where it was less competitive and a space where he could really make the most out of it. He over-niched, and then he went into mainstream appeal. And this is the thing that we teach a lot at Hypertribe with a lot of our artists, is find a niche, first of all. You can always come out of that niche, but if you absolutely dominate it, you start to get more and more well-known, and also you pick up these fanatic followers that are really going to have a meal of everything that you are doing in that space and come on board. Don't forget that if you can find 1,000 avid fans or even 100 that will buy anything to help you out, or post and reshare, then you really have started to build a great foundation for yourself. Every artist finds a niche, and if anything from Taylor Swift came out with country music. Now she's one of the biggest pop stars in the world. Mainstream music, does R&B, does hip hop, whatever else. Now it's a chance for you to find yours as an artist. Now, the third thing that he does is he delivers value and then asks for promotion. So these long-standing relationships that he's developed on social media and Twitter, etc., all of these kind of things, he's actually warmed them up to be able to then ask for the promotion. So one of the biggest viral moments of Old Town Road was from a different Twitter user that actually just put the soundtrack of Old Town Road and a nice gif around all of that. And it was funny. It was funny, everyone, and it was very entertaining. It was tweetable. It was short. It was easy. And with that, having traced back a couple of those things, we've come to find that actually that song was given to that specific Twitter user by Lil Nas X. So he had made friends and then he'd made them laugh. And then he also built an audience. He packaged his song in a way that fit into their life, and then the rest is history. And this is a true formula. It's about being able to develop relationships. They say in the music industry, everything's always about relationships, but in life, everything is always about relationships. Being able to have that promotion, being able to have that following, being able to have that relatability is really, really important. And as an artist, do not shy away from those kinds of things. So if you need a little bit more help on these kinds of things as an artist and you're all not too sure where your brand lies, then make sure you become a Hypertriber today and we will get you on the path to be able to define your audience. We've done it with many of our members and they have come out with some really good successes recently, of which one of our members was just featured in Wonderland magazine, premiered there. We constantly have national radio, international radio that they are hitting, and some really good relationships developing in the music industry because they found their brand. So take this as a really nice case study from Lil Nas X and start applying it into your world today. My name's Kimmy Dixon. I'm the founder of Hypertribe. And if you do like this episode, tweet it out, share it out, tell your friends about it, send it on to somebody, because it really does help support our work. And we want to make sure that that 99% of artists that are not today being able to play music full time, that we can get them into that space, and you can help support that by just doing a little share of this episode. Until next time, take care and stay safe, everyone.